You're listening to the National Pulse, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
And indeed, welcome to the National Pulse. I am Ashraf Ganda. Great to connect with you and to engage with you from now up to 6 o'clock. Looking forward to it as we cover the issues that definitely impacts on the National Pulse. We'll get your pulse racing, I'm no doubt about that. And I welcome your thoughts. In fact, I welcome your thoughts about the points I just mentioned with my conversation. How do you, I don't necessarily want a party name, okay? But when you choose to vote, how are you going to choose a party? What are the criteria you're going to put into place? Now, you know my views, but you may have your own criteria, whatever that may be. It could be the pastor, but the party with the best posters, you know, the brightest poster, the dullest posters. I don't know. You tell me. You can connect via WhatsApp, text or voice notes, 0614 104 107. You can call in 086 000 2032. What I'm keen on is you tell me, how do you go about choosing which party you will vote for? I do not need the names of the parties. Right, let's talk about a really worrisome issue with regard to policing in the Western Cape. In fact, the accusation or the allegation is about police incompetence. Now, there's been a concern, a growing concern at that, that's been expressed that close to 90 gender-based violence, listen to this, 90 gender-based violence cases were struck off court rolls in the Western Cape. And you know why? Mainly because of police negligence. Now, that's according to the Western Cape MEC for Police Oversight and Community Safety, Regan Allen. This happened in a period from April to September of last year. I'll tell you what, I would be very, very concerned. Are you? So let's get Regan Allen on the line, MEC for Police Oversight and Community Safety in the Western Cape. MEC, good chatting to you and thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse.
Ashraf, it is so vital for us to have this conversation. Like you have indicated, this is deeply concerning. So thank you for bringing us into this conversation.
Right. So, I mean, let's start with this number. So we're not even talking about the total number of cases. We're just saying 90 cases were struck off the roll because of police negligence. That's an amazing number.
You are quite correct, because this will provide us with a snapshot of the entire predicament that we are facing. So currently, we do monitor cases. And we do that specifically not to meet a tick box, but to ultimately ensure that where there's inefficiencies, where docket, Ashraf, is not at court, ultimately leading to a case being struck off the court roll, denying that particular survivor, that victim, the necessary help that they need. It ultimately leads to secondary victimization. And for that particular period, 89 gender-based violence cases were ultimately struck off the court roll. And as you and many of our listeners will be aware, that gender-based violence, including rape, is one of the most underreported cases. And when these happen in our communities, it ultimately leads to a lower number of cases even in future that could be made, because people are already feeling what will happen if I do make a case, because nothing happens. Hence, we are always wanting to ensure that our oversight can lead to better service delivery, and we monitor these court cases specifically to ensure that there can be remedial action and action taken against SAPS officers that are not doing their job.
So give me an example of the type of negligence that's been played out.
Ashraf, how it normally occurs is that there's a court system, and once there is a victim or a survivor, that particular person will go to a SAP station to lodge a case. Once that case is made, there needs to ensure that there is an investigation that is happening. And in that particular docket, there is a number of requirements that needs to be met. That is from a statement being taken. If there's any witnesses, the witness statement must be taken. There's various forms that must also be completed by the South African Police Service. In some cases, there will also be DNA samples and the relevant report that needs to be in that particular docket. If that case is in front of a magistrate and it's not a completed docket, the matter then gets postponed. Now we go into the month number 2, all the relevant documents is again not in that particular docket. It will again lead to a postponement. After a number of postponements, we normally see that a magistrate will either then instruct that particular matter off the court roll or instruct the South African Police Service to ensure that they can ultimately ensure that that docket is fully completed. But it is a huge problem, because our detectives, and this is not to give SAPS a free pass, but our detectives on the one hand, are so overburdened because of the under-resourcing. They are sitting with a caseload of 250 dockets on average per detective. But still, SAPS members have taken an oath. They are needing to ensure that they actually perform their duties. And currently, we are 20 years behind in the actual amount of SAPS members that we need in our province.
Did you say 20 years behind?
My estimation is that we are 20 years behind. One of the academics at a university told me I am wrong. It's actually 30 years behind, because I can paint a picture for you, Ashraf. In the year 2012, at station level in our country, we had 125,000 SAPS members at station level. 2012. What we needed in 2012 was 157,000. Currently, Ashraf, we are only sitting on 105,000. Which is less than what we had even in 2012. So the under-resourcing has been plaguing us. And my estimation is 20 years. But like I've said, some academics have told me it's actually 30 years.
Okay. But look, I understand the issue of under-resourcing. But is under-resourcing may apply to a position where police who are called up to help do not come, right? But that doesn't call for negligence, because negligence relates to somebody who's on the job, who's on duty, right? Now, is that something, yes, in terms of your role on police oversight? Would those 90 cases, would they fall under your oversight? What then have you done with those police officers?
Now, we have oversight, so the entire system will still be managed by the South African Police Service. We then make recommendations. We have already asked for those recommendations to be urgently implemented, and part of that recommendations will include that there is a total turnaround strategy, but also writing to the National Commissioner around the amount of SAPS detectives that we actually need to ensure that investigations can actually be concluded. Mm. So we have oversight over the South African Police Service, but the entire management sits with SAPS. And as a province, Ashraf, we've been calling for a new policing model where the province can actually have the management of the South African Police Service in our province. And it's for exactly these type of reasons, so that we can ultimately ensure that the South African Police Service becomes a credible and a professional one and serve the residents.
So to confirm, the Western Cape in particular is a province that is led by the DA. It's the only province led by the DA in the country. But the issue of policing falls under national government, which is the ANC majority. Right? And you're saying that there's a proposal that the DA or the party that runs that province should run the policing services, right? Okay, I get that. That may well come up as a conversation even beyond the elections, right? In the meantime, what has happened to those police officers? When you make the recommendations and you pass it on to national government, have they done much about it?
Mm. We have seen consistently that some of the remedial actions will lead to dismissals, some will lead to final written warnings, but some will also lead to a reprimand. So we are monitoring all of those particular cases, considering that we are wanting to send a strong message. Yes, on the one hand, the victim and the survivor must get the help, but where SAPS member has been negligent and where they have not followed due process, there must be remedial action taken. And part of that has sadly, in the SAPS members' instances, actually led to their dismissals.
Which means at the moment, with respect to where you are and national government in terms of policing, the communities that we speak about, and there's a whole range of communities, particularly on the Cape Flats, that have come up in this conversation, their pulses are racing, their blood must be boiling, and there's just no way, there's no light at the end of the tunnel here, isn't it?
No, it's deeply frustrating. And Ashraf, I think it's very vital to mention that we've done policing the same way over and over since 1994. Here we are saying consistently, our policing needs priorities, and the constitution of the country actually affords our province to submit our policing needs and priorities to national government. We want those reports being taken into account.
Okay, that's where we can leave it. Regan Allen, MEC for Police Oversight and Community Safety in the Western Cape. It's a huge concern. And again, really, and let me just say this up front, it doesn't matter which political party you're a part of. There are people who are victims of violence, gender-based violence, dying, killed, rape, many other things. And those numbers just increase. And really, if any party, part of even national police, can sort this out, that's what we want as a country. After all, we live in this country. It's our country.